Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 1st of August, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today, we are in Psalm 132, and we're going to read verses 2, 3, 4, 5. It reads, "He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob." As we referred to in earlier podcasts, this is a psalm recalling 2 Samuel chapter 7, David's desire to build God a house, to build God the temple, which of course God refused, and Solomon in fact built instead. But here we're hearing about David's heart, his priorities. I won't enter my house, go to my bed, allow no sleep, I won't sleep until I find a place, until it is done. I want the Mighty One of Jacob to have an appropriate, honouring place for him to dwell amongst us. And what's David saying here? Well, I suppose he's saying that for him, God and God's priorities, God's honouring, comes before personal comfort. He is pledging to get on with this at all costs and all speed. This is something that is very relevant to anybody today who is a follower of God, someone who wants to honour God in their lives. One of the key things about God is that he won't come second. He won't come second place. He is our Father. He is the one who made us. He is the one on whom all things depend. And so therefore, he can't come second, not even to our husband or wife, not even to our children, not to our job, our career, our role in church, our role in society, our position in the eyes of others, our own ambitions, our hobbies. None of these things can come first. God must be enough. And David says, I'm going to show you that you are the priority in my life because I'm not going to delay and I'm going to get on with this. I'm going to give my best resources to this. He wants to build God a dwelling, a mishkanot, a tabernacle, a dwelling. Perhaps it's a bit like for us the priority of seeking the kingdom first above all other things. It reminds me of the passage in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The emphasis here in both of these mini parables is the fact that the first man who found the treasure sold all he had, and the merchant looking for fine pearls sold everything he had. Everything, all, everything. Not most things, not a few things, not a few precious things even, but everything. And if we're going to know God and he's going to have not only his place in our life, but the opportunity to exercise his power in our life, he has to be number one. It means seeking the kingdom with all we've got and seeking it first, as it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." What are all these things? Earlier in the passage, the things that you need, not necessarily all the things you want, but all the things you need. Now, tomorrow we're going to go on and look at the same passage, but from a slightly different perspective of the permanence of God's presence with us. But today we've been looking at priorities. And if we want to see God's presence in our lives, we need to make him our top priority today. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org and you can contact me from there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.